The Rush Hour with Dave Ferrier. Weekday arvos from 3 on Mix 94.5.
You can't beat a catch-up with the Rush Hour, and you can't beat Dan Murphy's prices. They have the lowest liquor prices guaranteed.
We need help from the Mix listeners, Janelle, because your daughter Maeve is turning 7. It's her birthday on Friday.
On Friday,
and you've got a bit of a problem that you need help with.
Well, I have, because I sent out the invites quite late, and I got all of the usual texts and Facebook messages from the parents of the invitees going, hey, what would Maeve like for her birthday? And the honest truth is, I have no idea. I have no idea what she wants for her birthday. So on the weekend, we took her to Kmart and we took her down the aisles and said, what would you like?
Putting together a birthday registry.
Yes, exactly. Tell me what you'd like and I'll pass that on to the parents. And there wasn't really anything that she was into. And to be honest, I don't want another year of just plastic toys that she looks at, holds in her hands 5 minutes and then throws away never to be played with again.
What kind of kid is she? Does she sit around like playing with dolls and like acting out stuff? Or is she on the jungle gym? Is she digging holes in the backyard and burying stuff? I'm thinking of a pet dog.
That's a very insightful question, Dave, for someone without kids. And a good question.
That I know of.
She is an out-of-the-box kid. For example, she has her school disco on Friday night and she wants to wear a tiger costume. All the other girls in her class will be wearing little dresses and pretty shoes and bows in their hairs. She wants to go as a tiger.
But for a 7-year-old, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Right.
Yeah, she is a magical unicorn.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the other options are.
Okay. So creative gift ideas for a 7-year-old. Rush Hour listeners, get involved. 133353. You're looking for suggestions. Is that what you're looking
Absolutely.
For?
Absolutely. I would love some suggestions that are a bit unusual.
Okay. Maybe this could help with anyone out there who is in a similar situation. There are kids in their life. I mean, I've got a brand new niece. Eventually, she'll be a 7-year-old. No, I don't want to go just for the defaults. I want to be the creative gift giver because I want to be the favourite uncle.
Get her a tiger costume.
A tiger costume now.
She can have a 3-week-old.
This is the Rush Hour catch up with Dave Ferrier.
Janelle Koenig in studio. It's her daughter's birthday this weekend or this Friday?
Saturday.
This Saturday, Maeve turned 7.
I know.
The invites have gone out to all the kids' parents for the birthday party, and they're asking you, what should they get, Maeve? And you don't know.
Well, I don't know what I'm getting her, to be honest. I don't know what she wants, what she likes. I know what she likes, but it's a difficult thing.
Can't kids bring cash? That was always a go-to when I was going to kids' birthday parties when I was in my 20s.
I haven't experienced it with my kids, often like a smiggle voucher or something like that. But apparently there's this thing called tenor parties, not tenor lady parties, that's something else, but tenor parties where you just ask for $10 and then the kid puts them all together and buys something bigger that they want.
Like a birthday party wishing well.
I guess so, towards... but how do you say, just give me money?
Yeah.
That's orcs, isn't it?
Yeah, don't say, if you don't say anything, then money is kind of the go-to. Who doesn't love money?
I know, but it's a kid.
Yeah.
I know what to get you for your birthday though, Dave.
Please. Show up with cash. Be amazing. My birthday's 2 days before Christmas though, so no one's around.
Oh.
133353. We're looking for our creative gift suggestions for a child.
Yeah.
In general, Maeve is turning 7, but you know, any in that age bracket. Julie in Mantra, what have you got?
National Geographic. Someone bought my daughter some stuff from there. There's like mad scientist kits. We can make goo and boobalick or something. Bounce balls. You can make these. Oh, you add water and it turns into a tree in a mountain where it looks like it's actually snowing.
Oh, I know that thing, that crystal thing.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Is there still a National Geographic in the city?
I think there's one at Carousel as well.
Okay, that's an excellent suggestion. Thank you, Julie.
Yeah, good one.
Ellen in Craigie, what's your suggestion?
My son got a gift box that had a book of experiments, and inside the box it also had things that you could use for the experiments, like baking soda and bubbles, like dishwashing liquid and cups and stuff. Yeah, it's really cool.
And also you could clean the house after with the stuff that's in the box.
So stuff that's getting there using their brains.
Yeah, that's
their
great.
Creativity.
I love
These
that
are
one.
Great suggestions. Thank you to everyone who has called in so far. Kelly and Gosnells. What's your suggestion, a gift idea for a child, a seven-year-old?
An experience. There's so many great things here in Perth, like the Cat Cafe down at Fremantle, where you can book a session in and she gets the experience of petting pussies and stuff like that.
Nice, nice. That's a great idea, because often I think of the experiences being really expensive, but the Cat Cafe is on the cheaper side, and that would be perfect, wouldn't it?
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour.
But now, Janelle, I need you to describe a dream that you've had recently for me. Here's the thing. I reckon I'm pretty good at decoding dreams, the hidden meanings of dreams, what they represent, what they signify, what they could point to.
Look, I don't mean to diminish your segment here, Dave, but there's a very famous line in The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole, where Adrian's mum, Pauline, says the only thing worse than listening to someone's problems is listening to their dreams. But I'll go with you anyway.
You know what? I agree with Adrian Mole's mum. But this is actually showing off that I can...
But it's your skills.
I can help you with your life, because I can tell you what your dreams mean. So if you're like, oh, I was there and a spider came out of the fridge and went down my throat, and I'll be like, well, you've got anxieties around eating. That's something I made up. Anyway, go for it. Give me a dream.
Clearly
what's a real dream you had?
Okay, I can't think of one off the top of my head for me, but I can tell you my daughter had one this week that I do remember. She said to me that she had a dream where she was made in a world, she was in a world made of boxes, cardboard boxes. So the chairs were boxes, the tables were boxes, the room was a cardboard box. And she was stuck in this cardboard world.
And what was she doing in this world?
She was inside the box. She didn't go outside the box.
Okay, so she was just there. It was just this weird environment that she was in.
Made of cardboard, yeah.
Well, you know, cardboard can be destructed very easily. If it gets rained on, it crumbles. You can cut through it. So I reckon she is nervous that her world is going to fall apart around her. Are you thinking...
Cheers, Dave.
she's worried that things are going to be taken away, that things can fall apart easily. Are you thinking about moving or
are thinking about moving.
There you go.
But we've actually only just broached that with her this week.
And how did she respond?
She went around kissing the walls of the house.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
We are brought to you by Dan Murphy's. This final season, picking a winner will be tough. Anyone could beat anyone, but no one will beat Dan Murphy's prices. That's their lowest liquor price guarantee.
I have a beautiful chicken and pumpkin slow cooker dish on my benchtop as we speak. I wonder what nice wine I could pair that with from Dan Murphy, Dave.
Well, you don't drink, so it'll just be for your husband. So does he like a nice Riesling?
He likes Emu Bitter.
Okay, Emu Bitter maybe.
He can get that at Dan Murphy too.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
How far did you travel with your injury? Did you get hurt in a remote place or somewhere far away from help and you had to travel with that injury? Because Janelle, headline, cop this one, bushwalker crawls for 2 days with fractured leg after falling down 6-metre waterfall.
Oh. That is why I am the indoorsy type. I tell you what, Dave.
There's been a lot of falling down waterfalls recently.
That's scary.
Yeah. Did you see that there was I think she was an Australian woman in Hawaii, had a GoPro on, filmed. You saw the moment she slipped off a waterfall in Hawaii and like had a collapsed lung, broken ribs. Anyway, this guy has happened and he had to crawl for 2 days. 54-year-old Neil Parker.
Not only the water that's falling.
Good one. Wait, where is it? Where is it? Here we go.
Too late.
Okay, sorry. 54-year-old Neil Parker was hiking in northwest Queensland when he fell. He's an experienced hiker. He splintered his shattered legs with hiking sticks using his first aid supplies. He then began a 2-day crawl. Imagine that, crawling 2 days with a broken leg to a clearing, hoping he would be seen by other walkers, people out in a lovely stroll, like, oh, there's a man who's near death, or a rescue helicopter, which eventually did happen. Here's Neil.
2 days of lifting my leg, I had a bandage around my elbow so I could use my elbow and just basically scrambling, lifting inch by inch.
So fell down a waterfall and then had to crawl for 2 days with a broken leg. 133353, how far did you travel with your injury?
Oh, God. I wonder if he had to crawl on his tummy or like do that bum scuttle thing that babies do before they can walk, like the backwards thing. Anyway, I fell off my bike when I was in grade six, and I was maybe 3 Ks away from home and fell onto my elbow and called home. And Mum said, "Well, you'll have to ride your bike back." Turned out I had broken a bone in my elbow. She made there's the audio of it. And she made me ride home.
Wow. Yeah. Mum's the caring, affectionate type.
It was the 80s. There was no blood.
It's classic 80s parenting.
And to be fair, she didn't have a bike rack. So
on her car, yeah. What was she going to do with it? She's not going to just lose a bike over a broken elbow.
It was a Corolla.
So you had to ride home with a broken elbow.
Rode 3 Ks home.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
How far did you travel with your injury? Because a bloke in Queensland was bushwalking, fell down a waterfall, broke his leg, and then had to crawl on his belly, we've decided. He was on his belly like a snake.
Yeah, for 2 days.
For 2 days.
Oh, to get rescued. Along.
So 133353, how far did you travel with an injury? I've been thinking it through. I don't think I've I haven't been injured in a remote location, touch wood. But you've got two stories. Well, actually,
I'm a klutz, basically.
You fell off your bike and broke your elbow, and your mum said, ride home.
We'll
take care of it then.
And also, it's another example of bad parenting from mum. I broke my leg at the ski fields in Falls Creek in 1988.
In Victoria, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not on the Black Run, on the toboggans. And mum was standing at the top of the toboggan field and went, I'm lying there in the writhing in agony.
Yeah, your leg at a 90-degree angle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And mum went, stop bunging it on, Janelle, and stormed down the mountain.
Bunging it on.
And hauled me to my feet, which was my already broken feet.
And that's why you've got only one leg. It was empty. 80s parenting, that is a whole other phone we'll have to do sometime.
Bunging it on.
Right now, 133353, how far did you travel with your injury, Sarah in Padbury?
Hi there. I travelled all the way back from Kalgoorlie with my injury. Basically, I was a flight attendant and a passenger come on board with a very heavy, oversized baggage, and I was instructed to put it in cargo. And when I put it down, I twisted my back and I ruptured 3 discs in my spine. Yeah.
Ouch. And then what happened?
Well, then I had to basically fly back from Kalgoorlie to Perth and still provide service to the passengers. Securing a seatbelt, I let out an almighty scream with pain. And the whole plane basically stared at me like, what's going on? But it was, I had to apologize. I'm so sorry, I've hurt my back.
It's a new policy at Virgin.
Chicken screw. B4 spinal surgery. Ah!
The Rush Hour.
While you were busy listening to The Rush Hour, Dan Murphy's were busy beating prices on drinks around the country.